This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monane and read by Victoria Osunde.
Monday, October 29th. God's word to you today is basic teaching. Our scripture reading is taken from Matthew 18, verse 20, from the New International Version, and it says, "For where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am with them." The church is a spiritual place. In the gathering of God's people, a lot of spiritual activity goes on. Destinies are rearranged for good, defenses are set up, and it is important that you are aware of what is going on around you, because knowledge is very powerful. One of the avenues that God uses in releasing supernatural endowment and assistance, and this is a thread that runs through the Old Testament and the New Testament, is by laying on of hands. Numbers 27:18 says, "The Lord replied, 'Take Joshua, son of Nun, who has the Spirit in him, and lay your hands on him.'" Joshua already had the Holy Spirit, but God instructed Moses to lay his hands on Joshua. Some people, purely out of ignorance, think that because they already have the Holy Spirit, they do not need anybody. Deuteronomy 34 verse 9 says, "Now Joshua son of Nun was full of the spirit of wisdom, for Moses had laid his hands on him." Moses laid his hands on Joshua, and the result was explosive. Joshua was one of the few people in the Old Testament that God actually said had the Holy Spirit. However, Moses laying his hands on him changed his life. In the New Testament, God uses the laying of hands to commission people into ministry. Matthew 6 verse 6 says, "These seven were presented to the apostles, who prayed for them as they laid their hands on them." Jesus himself uses the laying of hands. Matthew 19:13 says, "One day, some parents brought their children to Jesus so he could lay hands on them and pray for them." Not minimizing the importance, but the laying on of hands is actually regarded in the Bible as a basic teaching of the Word of God. Hebrews 6 verse 1 says, "So let us stop going over the basic teachings about Christ again and again. Let us go on instead and become mature in our understanding. Surely we do not need to start again with the fundamental importance of repenting from evil deeds and placing our faith in God. You do not need further instruction about baptisms, the laying on of hands." While it is fundamental teaching of God's word, it is also to be handled with a lot of care. Let us pray. Father, please lay your hands on me and anoint me afresh with your spirit. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.